On the 7th of March 2023, a melee broke out, what's been described as a melee broke out, in the Court of Appeal. It involved Enoch Burke and the Burke family and Enoch Burke's dispute with the Wilson's Hospital School. During the proceedings, as I say, a melee arose. Members of the Burke family began shouting at the judge or judges and were forced to be removed by the Gardaí. Arising from that then, Enoch Burke's brother, Simeon Burke, he was arrested and later convicted of an offence under the Public Order Act for engaging in threatening, insulting and abusive words and behaviour on or about the Four Courts at Inns Quay. Arising from that then, both Simeon Burke and Ami Burke have made a complaint to GSOC about their treatment by Gardaí on that occasion. And GSOC is carrying out an investigation, as they're obliged to, into the alleged assault causing harm by members of the force. In other words, that was the allegation made by Simeon Burke and Ami Burke to GSOC. As part of its investigation, GSOC asked the Court of Appeal to release the recordings of what happened after the court had arisen. It has previously been explained that ambient recordings system remain on at all times, even when the court is not sitting. It exists in case the official audio recording system fails or is switched off accidentally. So GSOC were looking for the ambient recordings, access to the ambient recordings, and Enoch Burke and his family opposed that application. The Garda Ombudsman has been granted access to the audio recordings of that particular melee on that occasion by the Court of Appeal today. The three-judge Court of Appeal said that disruptive and disrespectful conduct by some persons attending court on March the 7th, 2023 had caused the court to rise and abandon delivery of its judgment. He said that conduct continued after the court had risen and represented an uninterrupted continuum of unacceptable behaviour. He said the behaviour of those in court should be regarded as part of the proceedings before the court on that day, and therefore the recordings of that conduct constitute a contemporaneous record of those proceedings. Enoch Burke was brought to court by prison officers from Mountjoy Prison. He argued that the recordings amounted to covert surveillance and to release them would be a breach of his privacy rights and legislation protecting personal data. The court rejected this argument, saying that he had shown no evidence that he was engaged in any private or confidential conversation at the time. The court also pointed out that personal data may be used for the prevention, detection and prosecution of crimes. The judge also had warned before delivering judgment that if there was any interruption from any quarter, the court would rise and judgment would be delivered electronically. Mr. Burke was a respondent before the Court of Appeal in the application by GSOC, that's the Garda Síochána Ombudsman Commission. They had sought, as I say, access to the digital audio recordings of the previous appeal court hearing involving Mr. Burke on 7th of March 2023. They need those ambient recordings as part of the investigation into the allegations made by Simeon Burke and Ami Burke against certain members of Garda Síochána, engaging in criminal behaviour by assaulting Miss Burke and Mr. Burke. So that is what happened. They were forcibly removed on that occasion, but on this occasion, again, the Court of Appeal has said, yes, GSOC can have the ambient recordings, and that is the position now. So GSOC will go ahead, continue with its investigation, and presumably come to a conclusion about the complaints against the Gardaí in question by Simeon and Ami Burke.